Hospital bound. How many of us are hospital bound? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Hospital bound. In the last couple of weeks, I've been spending time in the hospital with different people and visiting with them. And you know, whether it's my presence there or whether it's their presence there, they are spectacular. These people are doing the things that have to be done, and they're doing them beautifully. And they're totally not caring about the body. In other words, the body is being taken care of well, and they're not upset about it. They're not unhappy about it. They just say, hey, it's great. One patient, she's just a dandy. She had a hip cast, and then that came off because there was a pin put in there, and then they stapled together the skin on the outside so it could heal together nicely. And she says, you know, it's amazing what they do nowadays. They just sort of, when they're done operating on you, they staple you up. And it's kind of a neat concept. It, from our point of view of using a staple gun or a stapler that we have in our desk or with our paper, it seems sort of odd. But actually, it's a very effective way and a very meaningful way. And when the patient can say, hey, they just staple me together, I'm all set, I'll be ready to go. And, you know, she went in for a broken hip. She fell down, broke it. She actually broke it. I said, did you break it? Yeah, it's broke. And they pinned it back together. And then the next day, virtually the next day, they had me up walking around. And now they want me to walk around every day. Now here I am 4 days in, and they're getting me ready to go down to the rehab center to do more therapy and to get me back on my feet as quick as possible and get me going again. And I thought to myself, what a wonderful way to be. Well, you know, Ellen and I have gone to the hospital several times and visited different people, and as we walk along, we look in different rooms as we go by, and most of them are busy with the one-eyed monster. Most of the patients are looking up at the boob tube and seeing what's going on there. And they're watching the news, or they're watching the sitcoms, or they're watching movies, or whatever they're watching. They're quite busy. And they're nodding off, or they're watching, and they're totally involved in that otherness. Well, when we went to see our patient, we came up to the room, and she didn't see us coming. The door was open, and we could see in, and here she was, deeply involved in Quiet Healing Zone. This is the book that the University of Healing publishes, Quiet Healing Zone. And she's reading this book with such intensity and such joy, and a smile on her face as she reads along, realizing these happy words are written just for her, even though they had been written quite a time before. But they were written just for her because they spoke to her, and they spoke to her heart. And we came upon her, and we said, hi. And she says, hi. Oh. And she put a bookmarker in her book and set the book down and reached up for a hug and a kiss and said, boy, I feel great. It's wonderful. Life is just wonderful. And then, as we were talking to her, she began telling us of some of the incidents of the other people there and how they were complaining and how they were unhappy and how things were not going the way they wanted them to. And she says, you know, for me, everything goes just well. She says, when I'm hospital bound, I am not going to be bound by the hospital. I am going to be bound by my own attitudes, or freed by my own attitudes. And she says, you know, I listen to the other patients, and I hear their maladies, and I hear their unhappiness, and they want the doctor to do this, and they want that, and they want the other thing. And she says, I don't want anything. I've got everything. She says, they're taking good care of me. I got my books to read. I'm not here. I said, what do you mean you're not here? She says, I'm not in the hospital. I said, you sure aren't. Your heart is everywhere. You are everywhere indeed. You know, they said, you're hospital bound. And I said, no way. I said, I don't watch TV. I don't want to be in somebody else's world. I don't want to go off in the news broadcasts and that sort of stuff and be on somebody else's world. I want to be in my own world. And so that's why I'm reading this book, Quiet Healing Zone. That's why I'm reading my Art and Science of Wholeness lesson here, because I'm in my world. I am so, it's just as though I were at home studying in my own library, reading my own books and being aware of who I am. She says, I have a special chair in my library. It's right by the window, and I can look up and see the mountains, and I can see the sun, and I can see the moon, and I can see the stars, and I can see everything right out of my own window. And she says, I'm surrounded by several TV sets that I very seldom have a chance even to turn on, because when I'm not reading and deep into my own inner self, then I am meditating, and I'm into my own inner self. And we say, you know, you're an amazing lady. You really are. You're really wonderful. And she showed us the Quiet Healing Zone, and she's read a good deal through it. But on every single page, she has underlined in red or black or in whatever, depending upon what sort of pencil she has available, the things that touched her, the things that she wanted to indelibly put into her mind. She is so involved in being a student at all times of the happiness of life, being a student of the wholeness of life, being a student of the joy of life, that she has no time for anything else. She is just an amazing lady. Now, as I say, we have several people who are in hospitals for one thing or another, and as we visit with them, we find this to be true of each of them. They are so involved in the happiness of life, in the joy of life, in the peace of life, in the goodness of life. They don't think they're in the hospital. They're out in the world doing their thing. They're meditating. And she was sitting in her own living room, in her own library, surrounded by her books, surrounded by her window, which brings the sun and the stars and the moon into her presence. And she is not in the hospital. She is in her heart. She is in her life, as she always is. Wherever she is in her divine self, and she lives there beautifully. We could all take a lesson from this marvelous lady who has learned so much and shown so much and been so much. But she knows how to live, and how to live well and wisely in her own heart. She's not hospital-bound. She's heaven-bound, right now, living it right now in every moment of her life. It would be an interesting idea to join her, wouldn't it? Think about it. It's kind of fun. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.